Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line radio show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with Cassandra Bettis, Big Will Smokehouse. We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Stealth for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD. And I mean, it is a time to chill. And we hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, because mine was pretty good, because I didn't drop by to see Cassandra this weekend. Cassandra, how was your weekend? And you're looking quite lovely. I like the new hair.
Thank you.
How was your... Oh, she got some lashes. Oh, my goodness.
Mascara.
Is that what that is? So how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I really don't remember what I did. It went so fast.
Wow, it went that fast?
Let's see. Saturday? No, Friday? What did I do Friday? I don't think I did anything.
Really? That's not like you. No bike, no life?
Mm-mm. I really can't remember. Is that a senior moment that I'm having? I think I'm having a senior moment.
Oh, my goodness. A senior moment.
Yes. I can't remember what I did Friday, Saturday. I don't think. Saturday, Leah had a sleepover.
Okay. And where was the sleepover at?
It was at the Comfort Inn in Allen Park. Really nice hotel. Dawn, who used to be with us.
Okay, Miss Dawn.
She planned a sleepover for the young girl, for the young ladies, and she just did that just to do it, to get them out the house. And Leah had a cousin that came out from out of town from Tennessee, so she was able to go to the sleepover, and it was two other young ladies that was there in the ninth grade. Three ninth graders, and Leah's going to the 10th grade.
Woo-woo!
And she really didn't know how it was going to turn out because they didn't know the other two young ladies. But after all, they did get along very well. And I guess her learning from Making It to the Finish Line taught her how to interact with other people that she don't know. So that was good. We didn't do anything. I think Mookie had to work because it was the holiday, so he had to work Saturday. But what we did do is we did a pop-up. We hadn't did a pop-up in, I think, 2 years from that location. We was out in Southfield. We did a pop-up. The pop-up was very interesting. We picked a park, one of our local parks in Detroit, and we pre-did the meat before we got there. And our problem with the pop-up was keeping the meat hot. We was trying to figure out we don't have hot boxes right now. So we was trying to figure out how to keep the food hot. So what we did was we did like we would do the chafing dishes. We doubled the pan, put water in it, and put the food on the high level and kept the lid shut. When I tell you, hello?
I'm still here.
When I tell you that the food was piping hot, the rib tips was piping hot, the Hennessy wings, I don't know if anybody out there in Radio Land are chefs or personal cooks, but to see the people enjoy our food, to come back, I mean, we at the park, and they park their vehicle right next to our big grill, and they sit there and they eat their food, and then they come and tell me, this was really good.
Girl, so you
this
really should have felt good.
I felt good until the police ran everybody out of the park.
Now,
and I would think that they would have other things to do than to bother the people at the park. People wasn't doing nothing. The music wasn't blasting. Everybody was having a good time. And when I tell you it was 6 to 8 scout cars up there at Rouge Park, where they really could have been fighting crime other places, because we know the problems that Detroit is having. But no, they didn't do that. But everybody knew to leave at 9 o'clock, and we got there at 6:30. So we're going to be announcing our pop-up for next week. We're going to try to find a new location, because we are letting everybody know that Big Will is on the premises and that the smoke is real.
Wow, the smoke is real.
Yes, it is.
That is
real.
That is fantastic. Now, I want to go back to you talking about the sleepover with the young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that everybody got along fine. There was no nose turning up and, ooh, I don't know her.
I think it was from the very beginning because they didn't know the other two young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I guess when you enter somewhere and you're going to have to sleep over,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know the other two girls. Leah did say she was like, well, I don't know how it's going to turn out. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get along. I mean, but they got along. They was on Snapchat no sooner than Leah left. An hour later, they were Snapchatting her to see how, you know, what she had up for next week.
Oh, really?
So it was, I mean, I'm glad that she's learning that when you meet new people, you have to have an open mind.
Right.
You have to have an open mind. So that was great. And she had a really good time. They had a good time.
And that's something we teach them in the Young and Elegant Cotillion program. Even when we do the big locking and the kids, you know, they come and they got their nose all turned up, got their face turned up. Everybody's in their little own clique. But once we start with the icebreaker, then they find out that it's a totally different atmosphere.
Right.
And this is what we try to teach our youth. You know, just because you don't know someone, keep an open mind. And we as adults, we'll get guilty of that as well, because I know I am. Sometimes I see somebody and I look at them, she thinks she all of that. Look at how she dressed. And this is how our kids pick up on those vibes. And that's the reason they are the way they are today, because they're emulating what they see adults do.
True, true.
And that's why I tell parents, you know, positive programs are good. And I know, like today, you know, I started this new little job, and when the kids came in the room, the gentleman who's running the program let them know who I was, and, you know, they were sitting at the, well, where is Miss Brown at? I want Miss Brown. They didn't even know me. And, you know, they already have prejudged, you know, about me because they want their old teacher.
Right.
But, you know, I let them know who I was, and I let them know what the ground rules were. And I told them that we're going to respect each other. I said, you're always talking about teachers, you know, don't respect students. I said, but in order to get respect, you have to give respect. I said, and we'll be just fine. We're not going to have any problems. We're not going to have the loud talking. We're not going to, you know, I had my thing already lined up. And then I heard Leah in my ear say, Nana, they're not going to like you because you want them to do this, 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 and this. But the class is about youth development. So that is a part of youth development, trying to follow rules where you can grow, where you can be a well-rounded person. I told them about the talent show, and oh my God, half of them didn't want to be in it.
Really?
Yes. And I told them, it's non-negotiable. If you don't participate, then you won't be going on the field trips. And everybody at that point was trying to figure out what were they going to do. But moving on with the show, our topic today, we want to revisit bullying, because this is just so important. Bullying through social media, bullying in the schools, on the school premises. I mean, they can be bullying at home and not really be aware of it. Cassandra?
What do you mean they can be at home being bullied and not be aware?
They can be bullying their siblings. It's not impossible. when you say bullying, and the school tell you that there's no tolerance, but yet you have situations where that kid is constantly going home telling their parent what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So how can a school tell you we have zero tolerance for bullying, but when you address the problem, then no one wants to listen? Is it that they don't care? Is it that they have too much on their plate? Because when you have kids that are being bullied and you have a 6-year-old or 8-year-old who commits suicide,
wow,
from being bullied. So we have a serious problem. So now you have to ask yourself, what do you do as a parent when you have this situation? And do you notice something different about your child? Because every kid is not going to come and tell their parent that they're being bullied. I don't know if they are ashamed. Do they be scared? But you have a lot of kids that's not going to tell their parents that they have been bullied in school. So now you have to look and know your child. Know when they are doing something different. Know when they're acting different so that you can address that with your child to ask, what's wrong? What's going on? How was school? What happened in school today? And I think that's a lot of things that we, our parents, are not doing because we are so busy trying to make it, trying to work, and just living that we're not paying attention to our kids. I mean, what do you think, Ma?
I feel that, like you said, you have to know your child. But supposing it's a child that's ashamed to come home and tell that they're getting bullied. So
you still have to notice their behavior. A child is not going to still do the same thing. They're not going to act the same. If someone is bothering you or if something is bothering you, you're not going to act the same. If you're a child who's very talkative, mm-hmm. you're going to be quiet. If you're a child who, I mean, it's just, it's they can be the opposite. So you as a parent should be able to see the signs and know that there's something wrong with your child. And I think that's what we do not pay attention to. We don't pay attention to the little things. We don't pay attention to what they're not saying. So that's how so many things slip by parents. When that kid, that 8-year-old commits suicide or that 14-year-old commits suicide and then the parents find out that they were being bullied, those are signs that we are missing. And we can't be that busy when we can't see what's going on with our kids. You can't be that busy, Ma.
I grant you that we can't be that busy, but, you know, in today's world, parents, they have so much on their plate.
But that can't be an excuse. You have to be able to pay attention and know your child. That's the biggest thing. Yeah, everybody is busy. People trying to live from check to check. People trying to make it, pay bills. We get all that. But you can't forget your kids. And if your kids is hurting and they not coming to you, then you got to look and see. You can 9 times out of 10 tell if something is wrong with your child if you paying attention. And you ask them, you know, when Leah come to the car, if she not coming to the car with that goofy walk and got that little silly smile on her face, I know something has happened. Now, all the time, I don't want to know how Leah Day went because it get to go on and on how the teacher got on her nerve, how they be doing too much, and the kids is stupid, and they just doing too much. Sometimes, I really regret asking Leah, how was your day? Because I tell you, if it is a 25 or 30 minute ride from the school home, and once we get home, it get to be a little bit too much. But I still have to ask her, how was her day today? Oh, it gets to be a struggle for me sometime to ask her, how was her day? And with bullying, sometimes the tables can be turned.
I know Leah was in a situation where the little girl kept on telling her mother that Leah was bullying her and all the kids was bothering this young lady. And when we was in a parent meeting, this parent talked so much that she really was getting on my nerve. And I was just saying to myself, if her daughter is anything like her, I see why we are in this conference. And anytime you have a parent who come and talking about my child is my child at, 9 times out of 10, that child is a troublemaker just like their mama.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't say it no other way. That parent got on my last nerve sitting across that table. And I don't know about you, but if you have a parent who said, I can speak for everyone in the room, no. I was getting ready to say her name after that, no. You guys probably can figure out what I was going to call her. But no, you can't speak on my behalf because you don't know me. But you got to try to act a certain way when you're conducting yourself in front of your kids. Because if you act crazy and you want to jump off, then you see that's why your kids jump off. So sometimes being an adult, you have to know how to restrain yourself for not wanting to slap that parent across the table.
Oh, my goodness. Do it be like that?
It does. It does. And you have to tell yourself, I'm trying to teach my child how not to jump off, how to be respectful. But when you got somebody that you just met 5 minutes ago, and they just running off at the mouth, and you say to yourself, I see why your daughter like she is. And then when you talking in the meeting and the daughter is being disrespectful to you, and you talking about what you don't allow at your house, and your daughter is the only one in the conference being rude to you. And now I'm asking myself, well, really, who bullying who now? Because she was sitting here saying Leah was bullying her.
Mm-hmm.
But when you kept on hearing the story, we all looking, the two moms and the dad. First of all, the dad probably looking like, why am I in here with these moms?
Right.
First of all, but it was good seeing dad because you don't see dads a lot, so he get a point. But the bullying, it's serious, and I think a lot of people don't find it to be serious. When you say zero tolerance,
right,
that means zero tolerance means that you getting kicked out. You're going to be dealt with. We're not going to push this under the rug where you have a little boy. And the reason why I keep on talking about this situation, you have a little boy who's 8 years old who walks into the bathroom, see a bully bothering another kid,
mm-hmm.
and he go to try to help the other kid, and the bully knock him out and knock him into the sink in the bathroom and knock him unconscious.
Wow.
He was knocked out for a while, and the school knew it because they had videos. But they didn't even call and tell his mother that he had been knocked out while he was trying to help someone else. So, therefore, the mother didn't know to take her child straight to the hospital when she got him from school. And they're saying that he committed suicide. They really don't know if it was something, the trauma to the head, or
mm-hmm.
what was going on. But you're talking about an 8-year-old. Then you have people who leave comments and say, well, it couldn't have been that bad, or it couldn't have been this. Number one, if that's not you, you don't know how it could have been for that young man.
Right.
We quick to always say how somebody else should react to a situation. But if it's not you, until it's you, I really don't think that no one can be making a comment. I can't make a comment. I worked with a young man who was being bullied, and we're grown.
Mm-hmm.
This young man was being bullied. He was being bullied at work. He was being harassed and bullied from the police coming to work every day. And when he decided to take his own life,
mm-hmm.
who knows what the police were saying to him when he was up there on the freeway ready to jump. And when we were at work, we did a prayer. And our general manager said nothing could have been that bad for him to commit suicide. And I said to him, we never lived this young man's life.
Mm.
We don't know what he was going through. So for you to make that statement, you can't make it because you don't know what he was going through. You know, being bullied. And before this young man committed suicide, he had just got married. or he was thinking about marrying this young lady. And he came down and talked to me. I was a cake decorator. He didn't talk to me, and I normally didn't. I might have said just hi to him, but he came down and he talked to me almost for an hour to tell me it was his birthday. And I think by me not being rude to him and turning him away, he talked to me. He felt comfortable that hour because I was not mean to him. But, you know, we as people, in my mind, I was saying, why is he down here? Why are you down here talking to me about his birthday? I don't know him.
Because he needed somebody to talk to.
He did, but I wasn't rude to him.
But that's good.
And he, when I say he stayed for an hour, he stayed for an hour to tell me about this young lady in his life. He just went on and on telling me about different things, and he squinched his eyes a lot. And I was like, what's wrong with you? I said, is the light too bright for you? He said, no, I need glasses. But I can't afford glasses. So that's why he was squinching his face. And he said people would look at him and ask him, well, why are you turning your face up at me? And he said, I wasn't turning my face up at him. I couldn't see him. So you got a grown man who getting teased all the time about how he was frowning. And we didn't know until he told me that he needed glasses, and he was being bullied and harassed at work. Night after night, he would get bullied coming to work by the police. Then he would get bullied with the people at work. And you just wonder, this young man, on that day, what was he feeling to take his life? And then for someone else to say, his life couldn't have been that bad. But you just never know. So that's why I tell people, when you see somebody smile, just give them a smile, because you never know what that person is going through. Can a grown-up be bullied? A grown-up can be bullied as well.
And smiles are free.
Some people think they're not. Because I tell you, I speak to people everywhere I go. And my daughter say, Ma, do you know her? I said, I mean, but what is it hurting me to say good morning to someone
with
a smile?
All of that's free.
But it'd be a problem when they can't say good morning back. But I'm getting off subject. Excuse me. I said, can grown people be bullied?
Yes, they can.
And what do grown people do? How do they handle it? I don't know, because I have not been bullied, but I'm the type of person.
I haven't been bullied either. So I really can't speak on that, how they, well, yes, you can, because people, they commit, adults commit suicide too, from not being liked, people making fun of them. So adults do go through that same thing. And if they,
so do we really care if a person don't like you at 48?
Yes.
At 70?
Some people do. I can remember. I always want people to like me for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. But, you know, for a long time, I was one of those individuals who had to be liked. And once I started on my journey making it to the finish line, I realized that those people really don't mean that much to me anyway, because they're not paying my bills. So what difference does it make if they like me or not? But, you know, you have to get to a certain point in your life to really realize that it really doesn't matter
if someone likes you or not.
Exactly. And that kind of stuff is really, you know, is a waste of energy. So we're going to take a quick station break. We're going to come on with our little commercial. And we will be right back.
Baby, the smoke is real. I said it. smoke is real. Big Will Smokehouse. Our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Will Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Will Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Will Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
And the smoke is real. Cassandra, give them Big Will Smokehouse information.
313-718-5581. You can contact us at that number, or you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Big Will Smokehouse. And be looking for different events because we got a lot coming up for the summer. We have a lot for you guys.
Really? Can you give us a little preview of what you have?
We might be popping up. We might be popping up somewhere near you. We have a lot of people now on Instagram asking us about where are we at, where are we located, going on a radio show, another radio show, advertising the business was really, really great. We had a big response to the, you know, doing that. And my son told me that he was on my page and he heard our commercial, the commercial that I just played for you guys. And he thought that was really something. He said, he called me Cassandra when he think he being grown. He said, Cassandra, that commercial was excellent. I said, thank you, son. I said, did you really like it? He said, I loved it. I really did. He said, I see you going somewhere with this. And I said, thank you, son. That means a lot to me. And Big Will Smokehouse, just be looking out for that name. You're going to want us to cater for you one day.
Yeah.
You're going to want us to do a catering job, big or small. We can handle it. Next week, I'm getting ready to start making some homemade sausage.
Oh, you go ahead, Big Will Smokehouse.
Oh, yeah, we're about to put it on the map. We can come up with. But that Hennessy sauce, I'm telling you, that is, I mean, it's just out of sight. I'm putting them in a couple of bars, a couple of clubs across the city. So y'all are going to be seeing Big Will Smokehouse a lot.
Okay.
Don't get tired. Because we're not, and we're ready for the ride, and we want y'all to go along with us. Mom, what you have?
Well, we have this big fundraiser coming up for Kyrie. And we, listeners, we want everybody to come out on July the 22nd, 2017, at Ears Show Place, 2140 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan. This young man, he is so remarkable. He is a warrior and he is a hero. Kyrie lost his legs to a flesh-eating disease, but the strength and his spirit, it is just so remarkable. So we want everybody to come out. We are going to ride so he can walk. And when we say we're going to ride, that means if you have a bike, bring your bike to 2140 Holbrook and ride out with the Hotspot Rollers, G-Mop, and Glove. And I want y'all to know, I'm going to be on my bike. I'm going to ride out so Kyrie can walk. That's July the 22nd, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Riding out at 7 p.m. But the biggest thing is, don't forget to bring those checkbooks because we really need to try to get this kid walking. And to get him walking is very expensive. We don't want the parents to have to worry about anything because we know Kyrie is going to walk again. So that's July the 22nd, 2017. Donations will be accepted. T-shirts, Kari T-shirts will be available. So it's not a movement. It's a way of life. So come out on July the 22nd, 2017, and help support this fundraiser so Kari can walk. Then we have coming up, oh my, the Ultimate Collaboration 3, Old School Blue Light Basement Party. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 2017, at Earshow Place, and the honoree, none other than DJ Rod Edwards. He's celebrating his birthday. The attire is old school, 70s versus 80s. Oh, it's going to be a dress contest for the best decade. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door. And get this, it's a BYOB. I hope everybody know what that means. But you cannot bring any coolers, no ice, no food allowed. Because you know what? Big Will Smokehouse will be in the kitchen.
Yes, we will.
So that's Saturday, August the 5th, 2017. Doors open at 8:05 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come out in your 70s or 80s attire. And there's going to be a prize for the best attire for each, the 70s and the 60s. Then we are recruiting for our fall session of the Young and Elegant Cotillion. It starts back up September the 9th. And while the cotillion is a long tradition in the African-American community, our boot camp program is designed to benefit youth of all ethnic backgrounds. So that means any youth can be a part of this program. And we've been doing this program ever since 2009. And it's for ages 7 to 17. The program make your youth a well-rounded individual in today's society. Oh, to be young and elegant and young and debonair. And this is some of the sessions that we have. Poise, etiquette, enhanced social graces, self-esteem, community service, conflict resolution, how to obtain employment, and this is a biggie. Improving communication between parent and youth. This program will be meeting every second and fourth Saturday of each month, starting in September, ending in May with the Cotillion Ball. And parents, I have to tell you, this is an auspicious event.
A what?
Auspicious.
Auspicious? What is that?
It's a fabulous event.
Oh, because you kind of threw me.
And our program helps our youth become well-rounded individuals. Most of our youth have been exposed to some things that are too heavy for them to carry. But our program helps them through these personal and sometimes tragic experiences so that they are whole and able to move on afterwards. For more information, visit our website, www.mittfl.org, or you can call Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596. And we encourage you to register early because space is limited. Now, if you register by 2017, you will receive $10 off of the $50 registration fee. Parents, you cannot put a price on this type of program. All youth need to have the opportunity to experience the tradition of cotillion. Our breast cancer awareness luncheon is coming up That's in October. And we're looking for breast cancer survivors. Last year, we recognized 20 survivors from 1 year up to 30 plus years of being a survivor. So if you are a survivor or you know someone who is a survivor, send their information to mittfl@att.net with their contact information so we can send out a formal invitation. And this luncheon takes place Saturday, October the 28th, 2017, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Where? Ears Show Place, 2140 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan, 48212. And for more information, you could call Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596, or Gloria Cousins, 248-496-1035. And just make sure that if you know a survivor or if you're a survivor, contact us so we can send you a formal invitation. Tickets are $10 in advance. This is when we come out in our pink to support breast cancer awareness. And last, All Aboard, Making It to the Finish Line presents 2018 annual fundraiser, pre-Mother's Day cruise to the exotic Mexican Riviera. And this is May 5th, 2018 through May 12th, 2018. So we decided to not have a land fundraiser this time. We want to take it to the sea and do a tribute to the mother figures in your life. This is an ideal time to honor your mother or the woman who has been like a mother to you with a cruise vacation. But listen to this. You can put it in the layaway. If you put it in the layaway, you will have it paid off by the time the cruise rolls around. Then you can earn a free cruise. All you have to do is just call and ask us how. You can call myself, Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596. Or you can call Marlene Burdett, 313-877-8330 extension 11. We still have some cabins available, but you need to get your deposit in like yesterday if you're interested in going on this cruise. You can visit our website, www.mittfl.org. The registration form is on there. Everything that, you know, we've talked about, the events, all of that information is on our website. And then we also have coming up our Star of the Week. If you have a youth who you feel should be Star of the Week, all you have to do is write a 100 or less essay telling us why you feel that your child should be Child of the Week, Star of the Week. Send that information to mittfl.org. You don't have to be local. When you send in your essay, put the state that you're representing, and they will be recognized on our radio show, on our website, and they will receive a Star of the Week certificate so they can take it and just be bragging. Hey, look what I got, Star of the Week. They can also put it in a portfolio because when they go off to college, they take their portfolio. This is something like a brag book. And who does not like to brag about the different things that they have done? Because this is what colleges are looking at now. They want to see that young people are well-rounded. They want to see that they participated in extracurricular activities. And they want to see how committed they were. Parents, This is why I always stress, put your youth in positive programs. Yes, it is a big commitment, but think about the outcome. Think about how well-rounded they're going to be. Think about how it's going to change the way they think. It's going to help them to be more, have a more open mind when they see their peers. Positive programs are excellent for our youth of today. So we've talked about the Ride for Kari, the fundraiser, July the 22nd from 2 to 6 p.m. We've talked about the Ultimate Collaboration 3. The celebration, the birthday of DJ Rod. We've also talked about our registration for the Young and Elegant Cotillion, Young and Debonair Boot Camp, and our Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. We don't want you to forget about that. My words of inspiration for today: don't be impressed by money, followers, degrees, and titles. Be impressed by kindness, integrity, humility, and generosity. Don't be impressed by money, followers, degrees, and titles. Be impressed by kindness, integrity, humility, and generosity. Cassandra, do you have any last words before we sign off?
Just when you see someone, give them a smile. Because remember, my mom says smiles are free. And when you think about it, they are. It doesn't take anything to give a smile and a simple hello. I mean, and when I tell you, I talk to people and speak every time I go somewhere. And then people speak to me, and Liz be like, "Ma, you must have that kind of face that people just want to talk to you." And I tell her, "I don't know. Sometimes I can be looking hit. Sometimes I can be looking, it just all depends. But people just, hi, how are you?" Like they know me. They may have known me from somewhere, and I look familiar to them. But just remember,
but
say hi.
But you're a great talker too, Cassandra, because you can see a kid. I mean, you just go up there like you know them, and we know how kids can be. And they don't be rude to you.
No, they don't.
I mean, they listen to what you have to say.
I just talk to people all the time. Like, I went to Kroger's last night, and Joanne, my cashier, looked like she was so tired. Like, she didn't want to be there. And she barely said hello. And I said, "Hi." She said, "Hi." I said, "Joanne, are you okay?" Because you know they have on their name tag.
Right. Now, that's a good one, to act like you know them.
So, you know, she had to perk up there. And Leah was like, "Ma, how you know her name?" I said, "Leah, it's on her name tag right there on her spot."
That's
a good
one.
And then sometimes when you have a cashier who's kind of rude, just say them by their name when they leave. "Bye, Joanne. Have a good day." And they look at you like, "You too, ma'am."
But you know what? You have to also do that with parents, because I have had some irate parents, and I said, "Mom, Mom." And they'd be looking at me like, "Who is she calling Mom?" Or "Dad." I said, "Dad." I said, it's not all that bad." And they'd be looking at you like, "What?" Right. I mean, they'd be looking like, "Why is she calling me that?" But I address all parents, either mom or either dad, because that takes away the edge, because some of them really be on the edge. And so that way you kind of keep them perked up. But we are going to end our show this week. We thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful, safe week, and we will see you on next Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we will be doing Facebook Live.